This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Hamas militants released 17 hostages, including 13 Israelis, from captivity in the Gaza Strip, while Israel freed 39 Palestinian prisoners in the latest stage of a four-day ceasefire that has delivered a brief respite from a devastating war between the two enemies. The late-night exchange was held up for several hours after Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, accused Israel of violating the agreement. The delay underscored the fragility of the ceasefire, which has halted fighting that has shocked and shaken Israel, caused widespread destruction across the Gaza Strip, and threatened to unleash wider fighting across the region. The ceasefire is the first extended break in 7 weeks of fighting. Overall, Hamas is to release at least 50 Israeli hostages, and Israel 150 Palestinian prisoners. An Israeli-owned ship was targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean, AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
A U.S. official has told the AP that an Israeli-owned ship has been targeted in a suspected Iranian attack in the Indian Ocean. A container ship owned by an Israeli billionaire has come under attack by a suspected Iranian drone. The attack in the Indian Ocean comes as Israel wages war on Hamas in Gaza. The U.S. defense official told the AP that the Malta-flagged vessel was suspected to have been targeted by a triangular-shaped Shahed drone while in international waters. The drone exploded, causing damage to the ship, but not injuring any of its crew. I'm Karen Shamas.
Emotion runs high as thousands gathered in Jerusalem on Saturday in protest to what they say is Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's mishandling of the hostage situation and the war against Hamas. Protesters with Israeli flags, banners, and signs condemning Netanyahu demanded he leave office. Israeli leaders have sworn to free the rest of the hostages as the military pursues an invasion of Gaza launched in the wake of the October 7th Hamas attack. For additional stories, 24 hours a day.